Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enstra Network. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do the show by myself, and of course on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday on Tinfoil Hat Club with Julie Flores. And we're really bringing a lot of things to light about false flags, those things that happen in Orlando. So if you haven't heard the shows, I would recommend that you do that. And of course you can go to that through my website at scottenstra.org. Now, in the introduction, you heard some very strange noises. Now, if you were listening prior a few months ago, that was a recording that I did of a particular meeting down in southern Idaho. And when I came back to do the editing of it, that's what I found on one of the channels. And if you listen to it, you can hear the shrieks and the cries as if we're listening to the spirit realm of all the particular demonics. And the particular area that I was at where that was done, there were several in the turn of the century that at one time I believe was into the Luciferian doctrine. So the particular facility I was in, I believe, is cursed. And so I think I captured that. So just reminding everyone, too, that I have the YouTube channel, Scott Enstra Network, of course, the blog talk show that you're listening to now. And then again with the Tinfoil Hat Club. Now, the reason that we went that route is Julie and I have come to a point where we've been witnessing and helping and trying to deal with Christians and their unbelief about the spirit realm. And for me, this is my 16th year. And there's a point in time where we shake the dust off our feet and move on. Now, I say that because of the opposition against those things we were commanded to do. The Great Commission of Jesus Christ tells us to cast out demons, heal the sick, set the captives free, make disciples of all men, along with everything that has to do with fighting evil. And so I've been fighting evil for a very long time, hand to hand, basically. And I'm going to continue, but we're also going to reach out to the world. Reach out to the lost, reach out to the occult, reach out to those who are basically, you know, in a position where they don't believe Christianity. And the reason they don't believe Christianity is because there's no power in the church. There's no power in the church because the true works of the Lord are not being done. They're not being done because of the false doctrines that came down through Zionism, through the Illuminati, through the reptilians, all the way back to a Babylonian system that has infiltrated the church. Now, what I mean by that is that we either believe what Jesus told us or we don't. Now, many have sold their birthright and have followed those things that would put Israel first. And I'm sorry, that's not the case. Jesus died to pay for you, okay? You've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus, and now you have a job to do. And so by putting a nation of people who say they are Jews but are not, puts you in a position where you have rejected what Jesus did on the cross, period. End of conversation. And how do I know this? Because most of you are loaded with demons. Most of you have curses. It is unbelievable, the sickness within the church. And I know this again because I've been doing this for a very long time. And I have taught, I have wrote books, articles, YouTube, been a guest on other shows, done deliverance, gone and cleaned out houses, you name it. And so now it's time, because the days are short, that if you believe that you do not have demons, if you believe that the doctrine that the doctrine of demons has brought into the church is true, then I haven't got time for you. Now, I will teach on this channel because there are those who do understand and there are those who are listening. And God bless you for it. That means the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. You know the difference. You know right from wrong. You know that you cannot serve two masters, because unfortunately that's what the church is doing. And since we know that you will love one and hate the other, I can only assume that they hate Jesus. Now, I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is a command center, basically the capital of witches, Satanists, Illuminatis, reptilians. I think I got one in the parking lot here. I might just go out here with a can of Raid and see what I can do in a little bit. But this is also a place that people flock to for honeymoons. This is a vacation spot. The Ironman, which will be here coming Sunday, that's the triathlon or the Ironman, the full. And a couple years ago, we had a death of one of the swimmers. And I never did hear exactly the full story on that. So hopefully this Ironman coming, because it's like 2,000 people hitting the water. If you've ever done an Ironman or a triathlon or something, my hat's off to you. You know, you got some stank, because that's a tough one. That's why they call it that. This one in particular is the precursor for the Hawaiian, put on by the evil Ford Motor Company. I say evil because Ford himself was a sympathizer, was one of the Illuminati funders for World War II for the Nazis. He actually built vehicles that they used, okay? So, again, that would make him a traitor. Now, Spokane, Washington is not too far apart, far from me, and it, too, is a very stronghold with the demonic. And I've been dealing with a lot of cases that have been very severe lately, and I have coming to an understanding that that mostly what I have seen over the years, when I pray for someone a couple of times, 90% of the demons come out, and there may be a straggler or two, and it's pretty easy to get rid of them. But, you know, it's kind of like pulling teeth now. And so something else is going along with this. I think that you know, there's some unrepented sin that can happen. There may be a generational curse that we overlooked. But I believe that there's an implementation of psychotronics. There is a second or a third force being hurled onto us, both Christian and non-Christian, and in that comes all kinds of issues that mimic demonization. So that's one of the reasons I want to bring this up. Now, I want to also bring out the fact that being here in Idaho, that southern Idaho is one of the target areas for refugees, Muslim refugees. Now, in Twin Falls, which is south of Boise, it's more towards Utah, down in basically the southeastern area towards Montana and Utah and that area. And so what happened there a few weeks back was that a four-year-old was molested by three Muslim boys, a four-year-old. Now, excuse me, you know, there's rape, there's molestation, and then there's a whole nother category. And certainly not taken away from anyone that has dealt this, because that's part of my ministry, is helping both men and women who have been raped, especially as children, come through that terrible situation. Now, I want everyone to understand that anybody that could ever think that this is okay is demon-possessed. Now, as children, they can be under the curse of the father, okay? And at a certain age, one of the boys here is supposed to be a teen. There's an age of accountability. So I would assume that this individual has now been handed over to Satan completely, because, again, anyone that would do something to a child. Now, because of the younger ages, they apparently weren't capable of performing. And so in their frustration, they ended up urinating on the child. Now, the older one used a cell phone to record. Now, listen to me. Do you understand what's happening out there? Do you understand what's happening to our children and our grandchildren? I place Obama completely to hold him responsible for this. So this child, then that what they did is they recorded it. When the grandmother found out what was going on, then contacted the mother, and the mother managed to get the phone. So they have the documentation, and yet, this took place back on the 2nd of June, no arrests have been made. No charges have been filed. Now, excuse me. When I was an officer and did police work down in Arizona, the Arizona Revised Statute, Title 13, Criminal Code, that even the child would be arrested for such acts. When one exposes oneself, when one violates another individual, it is criminal. And regardless of the ages, there needs to be accountability. There needs to be an act of law that comes in to protect the child. And so at this point, I can only assume that because of Obama and his cronies, those of the reptilian nature, the seed of Satan, that in this defilement of this child, that as we noted in the police report, that the father, when he came home to the boys, he high-fived them for their acts. Okay, how does that happen? I know when I was a kid, if I did something wrong, I was terrified of my father coming home. Do you understand the depravity, the depths of Satan that this society has gone to? Now, my heart goes out to this family and this child. This child has received demons. This child now has multiple personalities, is fractured, has alters, and this child is not going to be the same unless it goes through deliverance with the healing powers of Jesus Christ and the blood to remove demons. And, of course, this church, now that's a high Mormon area too, by the way. That whole area is very strong in Mormonism. And don't think that's by accident that Obama set the stage for all these refugees down there, because the fight's going to be on. So I would imagine that even though Mormonism is based in the Masonic, based in those things that are not of Christianity, there's still a certain amount of conservatism. Okay, and so this will be interesting to see what happens down here, but the very fact that when you have a town like that, the police officers are they're going to be Mormon. That's the way it was in Mesa, Arizona. There was a time you didn't own a store, you weren't a police officer unless you were Mormon, because the temple's down there. And of course, you know, they're not that far from Utah, so that whole area was a Mormon settlement. So it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. But there's an estimated 50 refugees down there. And by the way, the local judge has sealed the files. See, whenever they seal a file, they're hiding something. And so again, this is all by plan to cause an uproar. And it will be interesting to see what the Mormons do. Okay? Because you can only push somebody so far. I'm not supporting Mormonism, but the conservative side of the whole thing may prove to be detrimental to these morons down here who have assaulted a child. All right. Now, again, I want to mention to everyone, thank you for supporting this ministry. This has not been an easy road. Even the facility that I'm in here isn't of the best. I'm doing the best I can with what I got, and I'm going to continue. So I do want to thank you for those who've been supporting me, because I would not be here if it hadn't been for you. And the Tinfoil Hat Club is the same thing. We're reaching to the lost, and that's what we've been called to do, and that's what we will continue to do. Now, let me get into the subject tonight, mind control warfare called psychotronics. Now, psychotronics was coined by using electronic means to influence the human mind, the brain. Okay, it's electronic mind control. Now, in this mind control, you can put things in and you can take things out. And there's several patents, including that have filed this, the military and private sectors, which most likely belong to those in the Illuminati. Someone's always enjoying it. Same thing with HARP, by the way. HARP actually was started by an individual who was private, who was somebody interested in radio engineering, a ham radio operator, acquired some property up there, was having fun doing, we call it an antenna farm. was just enjoying life, and they weren't too far from one of the military facilities up there that have to do with first alert when it comes to the nuclear attacks. And I'm sure that they were monitoring and realizing that what this individual was doing was actually causing aurora borealis and other things, phenomena, to take place in that area. And they came in and basically took it away from. And so hence we have weather wars, we have HAARP, we have those things that are now in the control of nations that only wish to bring harm, not to embetter man, where this individual who first started out was just like any ham radio operator, just enjoying his hobby. And so it was commandeered away from. Now, when it comes to these technologies, we have to understand that people can hear voices, they can have different feelings, emotions, they can experience things in their bodies, they can even be commanded and triggered if they are, let's say, satanic or ritually abused under monarch control or any of these others. There can be key things done to them that cause them to behave in certain ways, a part of the programming. Now, subliminal messaging can be that as well, through whether it's TV, radio, internet, whatever the means of bringing the media to an individual, and whatever spectrum that can take place, where you can have an individual react. Now, in this reaction, or in this situation that the body is out of control, the body is not in control. You're not in control of your mind. There's a saying, don't believe everything that you think, because of the injecting of those things of third parties. So you can actually, you're visual, you can see things. Otherwise, you close your eyes and you'll see things that you're going, what in the world? I mean, you may have an imagination anyways, but now you've got things being injected, okay? We refer to that sometimes as the mind's eye. Now, that can be altered. Now, now also, too, they can see what you see. They can see what you see. Now, in order for that to take place, the receivers, otherwise they transmit a signal out, they stimulate the brain, the cortexes, to then become concentrated on that particular thing that they want to see. But in order to take that, they have to be able to receive it. And it's in that receiving that there must be some devices that are in close proximity. Okay? Now, that can also be a chip implant. Now, it doesn't mean that the individuals at the time will see in real time. It may mean the chip downloads the data from the brain being interpreted by the eyes, because that's actually what's taking place. Your eyes aren't actually seeing something. You know, you see, we say, well, that's a cup. Well, because, you know, when you were raised, you then knew that was a cup. And so they got put into your memory. Okay, does that make sense? So then you now look at this and always know that's a cup. I know that's a stapler. I know this is a microphone in front of me. But there was a point in time in my life I didn't know what those were. And so that was a learned motion, a learned process put into memory, and therefore when I see it, then I recognize it. So with the reception that comes from the brain through the nervous system in or close proximity, because the chip could actually be in the TMJ area on your jaw, and you can have them in various other places, but because of close proximity, the small amount of radio waves then can be stored into a chip. Now, as it's being stored into the chip, it's held onto until you go somewhere, and or your phone is then the receiver and it transfers the data, or you go to a store, or you go get your scan there at the airport when you're getting ready to get on your flight, and then there's a boop, there's a download, okay? There's a transfer of data. So if they're doing it real time, then that means there's a transceiver or a receiver that's close by that's getting real time. If you're away from that, then it downloads into that chip and is held in memory until it can be downloaded later. Now, that means that if you're married and you're enjoying a life with your wife, that is, you know, two people coming together, then everything's recorded, including the emotions, including the feelings, including the visual, including the hearing. Everything is done. See, this is a infiltration of society. This is a human rights violation. We have the right to privacy. We have the right to think as God gave it to us. We have a right to move forward and with God's direction. And now we're being altered. Of course, now we know that this is also part of the beast system. So with them being able to see and hear what you see and hear, nothing is secret anymore. Now, your conversations that you have with people on the phone can be recorded through the cell phone. We know NSA is already doing that. But again, your mind can do the very same thing. Now, smart technology, I didn't get into that. Your smart meters, your Samsung smart TV, by the way, can also be one of those devices for download, can also be one of those devices for real-time imaging, real-time reception. So that's nothing to sneeze at. That is pretty serious stuff. People are buying smart TVs left and right. In fact, Julie had bought a TV recently, and she made sure that it was not a smart TV, and apparently the saleswoman tried to talk her into it otherwise. Now, smart meters, you're familiar with Bluetooth. You're familiar with Wi-Fi, okay? But what we have with smart meters, meaning the electrical meter outside that's tied to your power, one, it can upload through power, but in and itself is what we call a duplexer, a transceiver. It's capable of transmitting and receiving. It, too, also has memory storage. So it can act like a Bluetooth device. It can act like a Wi-Fi device. Now, we know that Bluetooth and Wi-Fi basically are in the microwave range, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But again, what they can do is what we call data bursts. So otherwise, it can take the data, and once it gets something retained within a period of time, or maybe there's something key that it's looking for that it's been programmed, and then boom, sends it out. Okay? Now, even some of these smart meters are so powerful that those signals can be received 30 miles away. Now, when you have microwave, and you have a microwave that is what we refer to as omnidirectional, otherwise that they need to do that. Microwave is normally line of sight, normally focused to go one direction. But when you have something that's omnidirectional, you have something like the cell phone. And when you have something that's omnidirectional that goes in all directions, then that means the microwaves are going in all directions. And so if you're in an apartment complex and you happen to be the one who's residing in your residence, the particular apartment, and on the outside is the main service entrance, which means where all the electrical meters are, you could have 10, 20, 30 meters on your wall being bombarded. You could probably hang popcorn on that wall and pop it. I've seen demonstrations where three cell phones were placed around a colonel, and then they all rang the phone, and sure enough, the colonel popped. So this is not a good situation, and so if that's the situation and you're in, and you're feeling sick, you're feeling emotions, you're feeling even mental illness, hearing voices, sleep deprivation, all of these different things can come from the smart meters. People all over the country are complaining about them. Some power companies are complying and taking them out. Some aren't. Some are forcing. They're trying to pass laws that force you to have them all the time. And again, this is a crime against humanity because subjecting us to this microwave is a slow, soft kill. Now, I want to get more into that. I've got a lot of data here. I may end up going the 2 hours. I don't know. I might split it up. We'll just see how it goes. Now, let me define radio frequency, microwave, ELF, VHF, UHF. These terms are very common to those that are in the industry of communications, even ham radio operators, even people that have some idea what's going on out there because your old TV was VHF, UHF. You might remember, you know, channels 2 through, I think it was 12 or 13, and then that was VHF, and then UHF was 14 and up. You notice I didn't say Channel 1. Channel 1 was designated, allocated by the Federal Communications to be the test channel. So Channel 1 was actually the first broadcast off of the Empire State Building in New York back when they first started these transmissions. And then when the manufacturers of TVs and so forth wanted to jump in the bandwagon and start producing, they had to have some way to test their what they've built. And so they took away Channel 1, and that became the test channel. That's why your old TV didn't never had a Channel 1 unless you had a really old set. So if you had a Channel 1, you'd probably see some bizarre things because it was the manufacturers testing their stuff. Now, all of this falls in what we refer to as the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, what that means that you can have magnetic influences or you can have electromagnetic influences. You can pass currents, you can spike, otherwise like the old spark gap generator. When a ship was in trouble in the old days and they had their transmitters, that was a spark gap transmitter, and all it could do was microwave, and basically what it did is it sent out a static noise charge that was received at the by another radio or receiver, and they would just hear not necessarily as dashes and dots because it was just noise, but it was the length of it, whether it was a dot or a dash. Okay, so a lot of the downed ships, you know, people used to think that SOS was save our ship, but it actually has some other meanings. Now, in this electromagnetic spectrum, from one end to the other, we have radio waves, which also can be down into what we call the ELF. And some of you have already heard ELF, extremely low frequency, and VLF, very low frequency. This is used commonly by the military or the Navy for submarines, mostly those subs that are deep down in the waters, underneath the polar caps. Though the communication at that frequency, because it's not very efficient, they have to use tens of thousands, even a gigawatt of power to transmit to these subs. But it also is a spectrum that from 10 hertz to 20,000 hertz is also in the hearing range. Now, you can hear because there's pressure. I tap on the table, and it vibrates the table, and it creates a pressure through the sound, through the air, and your ear, through the hammer, anvil, stirrup, to the eardrum, to the cochlea, and then to the brain, is defining the pressure. That's all that it's doing. And the pressure at what amplitude, otherwise how loud it is, and what frequency, how rapid the pressure is. And between the two, you can distinguish a note, you can distinguish verbal commands, you know, all different things. So there is a difference, even though it's in the same spectrum. ELF is still different because it's electromagnetic, created by either the Earth, which would be by electrical static charges such as lightning. It's Schumann resonance. It's in the 7 hertz range, and it's also very close to the body's resonance. Our bones, our flesh, we have a resonance. And this is one of the reasons that cyclotronics can be so effective, because they have determined our resonance. And I'm going to get into the mind is a little different, but it's basically the same concept. So through the electromagnetic spectrum, we have the ELF, as I mentioned, at one end, basically almost down to sound and just a very low frequency in the hertz. Hertz, named after a man named Hertz, who determined that there's a cycle of things, just like when I tap on the table and I make, let's say, 3 taps a second, that's 3 hertz, okay? That's all that it means. But we go all the way up to kilohertz, gigahertz, megahertz, gigahertz, and up to gamma and X-ray. Now, in the middle of the spectrum, we have visual light, okay? We've got infrared down at 1 on the low end. We have white light that our eyes see, which show our colors, right? We have the prism. We have the light spectrum of blues and greens, the color wheel, if you're familiar with the color wheel. And then you go up higher, and you start getting into ultraviolet light, which is very bad for us. That's bad for our skin because it's getting up towards a higher frequency that is damaging to the flesh. Now, we also have those things of radiation. Now, when we talk about RADS, a radiation, otherwise atomic, you know, nuclear detonation, RADS is a calculation of tissue damage over a period of time. So there's a RAD counting that we're never supposed to be exposed to. But Fukushima has blown that out of the water, and they raised all the limits. So all the people in California are getting hundreds of times more RADs than they normally would have because they didn't want the alarms. So all the radiation alarms were set up high. Okay, they tweaked them up, so now they don't go off. So now you're getting what they would have never wanted you to have, and the alarms don't even tell you this. Okay, so this whole thing is another scam against us and crimes against humanity. So when you get higher up towards ultraviolet and you get in the radiation, you get up towards x-ray. Now, we know we don't want x-rays on us very long. You know, you go to the dentist, you get a chest x-ray, you know, even mammograms and all these other things, and are finding mammograms are not good. Well, gee, duh, you know, you're being bombarded with radiation, and your cell will mutate. Your cell, your chromosomes, because of the magnetic field is so aggressive coming through the tissue. Let's say that you are somebody who is only 110 pounds, okay? You're standing on the football field, and now you have before you 10 men that are 6'5", 275 pounds, and they're running at you as fast as they can. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to flatten you. So in reality, this is what's happening when you get an x-ray. You've got 275-pound, 6'5" guys coming through your skin as fast as they can, as hard as they can, and they're flattening you. And when you get up, you're never the same. You got brain damage. You're bleeding from every orifice in your body. You've broke your bones. Your organs are smashed. That's what happens. Now, your skin, as we regenerate, since our chromosomes are damaged, then the mutation of the skin now is mutated into the damaged cell. Hence, we get cancers. We get those things that God never intended us to have from the garden. So that's basically what's going on. So when you nuke your food, you put it in the microwave, you actually alter it. It's actually not chicken anymore. God knows what it is, but it isn't what you were originally going to eat. And I've mentioned before that those who work in the emergency rooms, those who deal with blood, when they analyze the blood, they can tell you whether you eat food that is microwaved. Okay? So stay away from it as much as you can. I know sometimes for those who have lives that are hectic that it's very difficult, but it may be one of the reasons your digestive system or your immune system is not quite up to par anymore, okay? So in this spectrum, from one end to the other, we have exposures that can happen to us and nothing takes place because of the lower frequencies and only the short durations. But we have long-term effects from radiations that normally wouldn't hurt us, but because you just like you go out in the sun, okay, I can go out in the sun for a half hour and be fine, but I stick it out there another 45 minutes to an hour and I haven't been ready for it, you get burned, right? So it's a long-term exposure. Now, as you go up towards the higher range, towards the X-ray, the gamma, the ultraviolets, you don't need to be exposed as long. You can get bombarded in a very short period of time. Now, just below x-rays and gammas and those things, we have what we refer to as the microwave regions, okay? Ultraviolet's just up in that area too. And so we can have low microwaves in amplitude, meaning the power that's put onto us, or we can have high. That's, again, your microwave oven can be 500, 800, 1200 watts concentrated onto a focused area. That's pretty intense. But when you have a cell phone, you have a cell tower, you have a microwave tower, you have Wi-Fi, these things are in the microwave ranges. Now, they're going to be lower wattages. They're supposed to be, okay? But over a long period of time, then you can have the cell damage. So what does that mean? That basically means those football players didn't come at you as fast. They took their time. Maybe two ran over you, and then the other two, and then the other two, instead of the whole team at one time. So now you're getting bombarded So the grand scheme of things is over the period of time, you basically got the same amount of exposure, okay, long-term exposure. And then we have what we call near field and far field, and I'm going to talk about that when we get into 60 hertz. Now, I'm laying the base, this out for you, to understand that the system that the New World Order is using against us is not a year out, is not 5 years out, it's not 10 years out, it's out now. It's in place. That means at the flip of a switch, we're in trouble. You need to understand it. Now, some of you are already in trouble with the influences of psychotronics, otherwise mind control. And as I go through this here, I want you to pay attention because some of you have these symptoms, and these symptoms are horrible. So basically, that's the electromagnetic spectrum. Frequency, you know, is how many pulses per second. Amplitude would mean the amount of power, okay? And then, of course, the combination of the two would be determining the exposure and the damage done to you. Now we are water. You know, people say we're 80, 90%. Actually, we're more like 60-something. And water in itself is a natural resistance to radio waves. So when radio waves come at us, it hits the water in our body. And whenever you have a resistance, you have friction. Whenever you have friction, you have heat. This is why food heats up in a microwave, because of the resistance to it, okay? So these football players may have had a little bit of a rough time, but boy, they're making it way. They're sweating by the time they came through, okay? But they got you. So that means that when we have microwaves applied to us, that our body temperature can actually rise. So if we have an infrared viewer that sees heat in that spectrum, infrared being below the visual spectrum of our eyes, but can be owls can see it. Reptiles can see it. There are those species that have those sensors, the ability to see in that spectrum, but us as humans, well, what we may actually see is red towards the red spectrum, but when it gets lower, we don't. That's why these nighttime vision cameras work, because there's an infrared source being brought out, and though we don't see it with our eyes, the camera, because it's the sensitivity in that spectrum, can utilize it. Now, you don't have color resolution. You need white light to bring color out. So that's why these night cameras look bizarre. You know, they don't look normal. But, you know, they can see things, too, that let's say if you were to take a picture of a woman up close, you would notice that their veins, if you take a picture of a guy and a girl side by side, you'll notice that you see the veins in women. Okay, I'm talking about somebody that doesn't necessarily have a lot of body fat. And so women's veins tend to be a little closer to the surface of the skin. This is one reason why women can tend to be a little colder when it comes, you know, men's body heat can be a little warmer. Their veins can be a little deeper down. And these cameras will actually show that. So it's interesting, and I believe that it has medical attributes to find circulation issues, and I did work on that at one time. Now, when you have radiation that comes upon you, your body can, you know, the density of your bones, the density of your brain, the water contents can be affected in different ways. So there isn't necessarily the same effect that is from one end to the other. Okay, to make sense, your hands. Your fingers, you know, they may not have as much fat content. And by the way, just as a side note, when I worked with tasers, those things that police carry with them that they can shoot two darts into a person and send anywhere from 50 to 60,000 volts and take someone down, the lockup of the body, meaning that the pulses that took place, caused the body muscles to exercise, like you're doing 1,000 sit-ups at one time. So if you were to move forward and move backward 19 times a second, which is impossible, but because of the electrical introduction of current into your muscles, involuntary actions take place, and you literally do that. You actually flex 19 times a second. That's why you lock up and you fall to the ground, because your brain is overrid. You cannot do anything. Now, you'll notice that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So if you have a guy who, let's say, does steroids or he really works out at the gym and he's Mr., you know, Atlas, he's going to be the first one to go down with a taser. Why? Because his own body will work against himself. Now, you get somebody that's obese, somebody that has a lot of body fat. Their body fat tends to be on the surface of the skin, and so if they're tasered, they're not as likely to be affected by tasers. The electricity will go more through the body fat, which has no muscle, right? So there's nothing to expand and contract. And so they're more apt to be able to pull those wires out and walk away from the situation. Now, let me get into sound. Now, sound can influence us. Light can influence us. So when we hear things like music, we're soothed or we're put into a mode of protection because we may be in a violent situation where somebody's yelling at us, right? A fight or flight. So our audio senses are very important. Our visual, our light senses are very important. We may see a flash. We may see a fire. We may see something, and our brain interprets that as danger. So sound and light are very, very important to us for our own protection. Now, again, when we get into other spectrums of frequency, we may have the same sense of threat, but it's in a different spectrum. Ooh, but you never thought of that. So we may have things transmitted to us that normally if we could see them or hear them, it would be a fight or flight situation, okay? Just hold on to that thought because that's going to come into play a little later here, okay? Now, these can have a particular signature. They can induce a feeling of euphoria. They can induce a feeling of fear. They can cause those things of anxieties. They can even cause body functions. You can actually lose control of your bowels. You can if you're, let's say, someone who becomes sexually active, they can actually stimulate and cause a person to go to another level in sexual heightency. Okay, these are things that are very capable to be brought upon us. Now, when that takes place, again, that is a violation of human rights, okay? This is against us. Now, again, with hertz, kilohertz, megahertz, gigahertz, with the combination and a visual light and those things of infrared, those things of that can be of audio sound, we need to understand that our cell phone is already the perfect instrument to deliver to our bodies, to our minds, this action. Because this is a device that, because of the piezo speaker, that means it's not just a fiber cloth speaker like you had in your old TV sets and some of your old stereos, that it's a solid-state device that when electricity is applied to it, it bends. And when you pulse it, it flexes. And what they do is they alter it to the frequency of the audio desired to make the ringtone, to make the music you're listening to, and the audio voice if you're on speakerphone. But since it's a crystal, it means it has a very wide spectrum. So they can go into the ELF, all the way back up into your audio, all the way up into infrasounds, okay? So they can go above the spectrum, otherwise getting up into, what is known as ultrasonics. So now that device alone covers that whole lower spectrum. Now we get into the radio transmitting of a cell phone. That's what a cell phone is. It's a computer. It's a camera. It is a transmitter. It is a receiver, a transceiver, and since it does transmit and receive at the same time, it's operating what we refer to as full duplex. Okay? This is why you can talk like it's a regular phone. Now, with this ability, and as I go through these things that have to do with the human mind that cause us to react, again, the cell phone is the perfect weapon to use against us. Okay? I just want you to understand, and that's actually pretty serious. Now, when we get to shortwave radios, you know, you probably remember shortwaves. That was big in World War II. It's big in Europe still. If anyone's over in Europe, you still have shortwave. It's like our AM stations, okay, but in a little different frequencies. And then you have FM. Those are a little higher frequencies. And then we have what's called UHF. Again, I was talking about TV. But we also see this with public service, otherwise fire and police. UHF channels, again, I talked about TV, but that's also public, fire, and police. Taxi cabs, other types of industries use these frequencies as well. So they're all around us, okay? Now, Motorola Corporation was one of the pioneers in all of this technology that I'm telling you about for cell phones and communication. Now, they're one of the New World Order, and I used to work for them too, by the way. So General Electric, Motorola, some of the other companies, I talked about Ford, they're all part of the New World Order. They're all owned by the Illuminati. They're owned by the Zionists. They're owned by those that do not have our best interests in mind. Now, they're making money off of us, but they're using that money for the research of the beast system. So when we look at cell phones and see the 800 to 900 megahertz range, that is now getting into back into the microwave. I talked about the audio. That also would cover Wi-Fi. Again, that would also cover Bluetooth. So our cell phones have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, right? So again, this is the perfect device. Now, the newer cell phones, when I say that, I'm talking about the past 10 years, they went up to 1.8 gig and even 1.9. Okay, so that covers, again, that whole spectrum that I'm going to bring out here that have to do with influencing of the mind. So again, the cell phone is the perfect psychotronic device that every one of us carries. Now, I mentioned the other night that I saw the movie Kingsman. And if you get a chance to watch that movie, I recommend that you do, but if you're squeamish, because there's some violent parts, and the reason that I recommend it, because I'm telling you that it's telling us what they're going to do. They're going to be using the microwaves and those things in our cell phones to do those things of martial law, those things of Jade Helm, those things to make us sick, those things to make us comply, those things to punish us when we don't comply. So it's a pain-compliant device as well as a mind control. And gang stalking also is part of that, because in the gang stalking, people can then be stimulated by the phones, because remember I told you it can give you sexual stimulation, it can give you euphoria. So those gang stalkers who carry the phones and bring this upon you, because the antennas that they're using are directional and they can focus it on you like a flashlight. So they can cause you distress, they can cause you to become ill, and they are on the other side of the phone and they're getting off. That's pretty disgusting. So in my opinion, these people are not only in violation of human rights, but they are also being used by the New World Order, so they are then criminals. They are those that we should see as enemies of the United States. Now, the body resonance, again, I mentioned, was at the ELF spectrum. But when we get into the mind, the frequencies go a little higher. Okay, we get into gamma. I'm not talking about gamma, that is, this is the mind itself. I'm not talking about the gamma spectrum of X-ray. I'm talking about what's recorded as the mind impulses. We have gamma, beta, alpha, which we know for sleep, theta, and delta. And again, these things are part of the emotions, the thoughts, the visuals, the hearing, the smelling, the tasting, the touching. Again, those things of sexual. Now, electroencephalographs, those things that measure, those things that map, can map your mind. And in the cell phones, with these who are gang stalkers, have the applications, the apps, in their phones with their directional antennas that do the electroencephalograms. They're mapping your brain, and when they get the gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta combination, they now have your brain signature. And boom, they touch one button, it uploads to the main computer, and they now have you. They've mapped you. They've got your brain, they've got your combination, they've got your signature. Now, we're all familiar with EKGs, those electrical impulses of the heart, kind of the same thing, but a little more complicated with the mind, obviously. Now, Cell towers, basically the same thing. They're capable of doing the same thing along with ELF. Okay, so they can have transducers in them too, and they can do the ELF, but at extremely high powers. Cell phones are successful because of the close proximity to you. You get far enough away from a cell phone, and it can't do what they've designed it to do. Now, this technology can also come from satellites. This technology can also come from drones. And again, from those people who are gang stalkers perpetrating this onto you. Now, there are other frequencies, as I mentioned, the broadcast, that broadcast stations, if they're on a IP communication, otherwise the broadcast station uses IP address via internet to the transmitter. The transmitter may be on a mountaintop, the transmitter may be somewhere else, where the newscaster, the disc jockey is somewhere else, so they send it via internet. That can be intercepted, that can be piggybacked, that even the broadcast station itself, who may not be a part of this, could be shanghaied, commandeered, and their transmitter can be part of this scenario. Okay? So simultaneously on the broadcast may be these things that happen to us. Now, the TVs, the older TVs, were a lower 480, 520 lines, so they were low resolution. But now we have the high-definition TVs. We have those flat-screen TVs. We have high-definition sound, you know, like 5.1 and higher, the 7s. Now we have the visual. Now we have the audio, stimulation, programming, influences onto our minds, as well as that high-definition TV, otherwise the smart TV, again with Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cell phone microwave frequencies, that it too can be the transmitter. So as you're sitting there watching TV, they literally can pull the visuals that your brain is interpreting, and they can watch themselves watch you. That's very bizarre. Well, let me tell you, this stuff's real, and they've mapped your inside of your... If you have a smart TV, they already know the inside of your house. Do you understand me? They already know your living room. They already know where you got the couch. They already know where you have the hall. They know what they have in your bedroom. If you got an office, they know what's in there. They know how your bathroom's arranged. All right? Now, the normal brain frequency through visual is 30 frames per second. So the older movies, they never bothered for any higher resolution higher than 30 frames per second when you went to the movies, because your brain couldn't interpret it anyways. But they found out that if they went higher, your subliminal conscious then came in, and they could go up to 60. So some of the newer movies you're going to that are high definition, because you need to remember now that the movie theaters are no longer tape. They're digital. So they have satellite receivers up on top of the building. Through satellite communication, they download the movies to the movie theaters now. It's no longer tape. So on that piggyback, the carrier, it's called a carrier frequency, both visual and radio frequency and audio, on the carrier can be the subliminal. And so they may do 60 frames a second, and your brain is watching the movie, but your subconscious is bringing in a whole nother category of information, the subliminal, okay? Believe me, this system is already in place, not tomorrow, not 5 years, not 10 years, now, okay? Now, this is what we refer to as evoked potential, evoked potential. That means that in this visual or the radio frequency that is sent to you, it stimulates that part of the brain, as I mentioned about the alpha and the beta, and that you'll have a reaction. And in that reaction, they know whether they've pushed your buttons or not. They know how you react. Do you then have anger? Do you have anxieties? So what they're doing, like any good borderline personality disorder individual, they'll find out what makes you mad. They'll find out what breaks you. They will do everything they can to categorize you and your behaviors. They map you. They know what you love. They know what you hate through evoked potentials. They mapped your brain. They mapped your spirit. They mapped your soul. Do you get it? They don't just have your brain waves. They know who you are. Now, unlocking this code is very dangerous because in the hands of those who are perpetrators, hence the New World Order, no good will come of it. So I'm telling you that when you're standing in line at the grocery store and there's some putz behind you pointing their cell phone at a 45-degree angle like they think, you know, you think they're texting and they got it pointed at the back of your head, that's what they're doing. And then they push that button, it uploads to the main mind control computer. They have you. They will always have you from that point. This is very serious. Very, very serious. Again, that means all cell phones, all satellites, all broadcasts can send anything they want to you now. This is, have gotten to that part. And again, smart meters, smart appliances, Wi-Fis, Bluetooths, okay? Now, remember the cell phones, again, have those things of ultrasound, piezos, audio, visual, Wi-Fi. And with that instrument that you have in your hand, that any app that they put in it, because now we've heard where individuals have gone literally nuts, and they went out and they start shooting people, and there's now information shown that the app that was on the phone, when it was triggered, that all of the capabilities of the phone then captured your mind, controlled you, and you did what you did not want to do. And I'm going to talk about that. Okay, and then that's a tremendous situation. Now, this is also falls in the category of electronic encephalograms, okay? Maxwell currents, that's what that is, magnetic fields that stimulate the brain. So your synapses, those things of the cortex, those things of electrical impulses are either blocked, enhanced, rerouted. So they literally turn your brain into whatever they want. The influencing the brain, neuroimaging. Okay, this is a quantitative electroencephalograph, synchronized neural currents. A lot of words there, but this is the technology your cell phone does to create the ultimate mind control. Again, the occipital cortex, the visual recording, those things that are sensitive receivers, smart meters, smart TVs, can send and receive everything in your mind, including the newer computers. The computers always could, but now the devices are built into them. Now, again, the infrastructure, double duty, again, the cell towers are all part of this. All right. Now, this also is referred to as the microwave hearing effect, which also comes from HARP. This is also referred to as acoustic heterodyning. Okay. So this is that theory. Now, in that, they can erase old memories, put new memories, change personalities, and just basically mix it in with demonization. Because if you're already being demonized, if you're already under a curse, and these guys are pushing your buttons, and believe me, there's no distance in the spirit realm. So these people who are doing such things, who are evil, that through the familiar spirits, there's a cooperative effort to come at you at every angle. That means from the front, from the back, above and below. Now, if you have had medical surgeries, if you have been in the emergency room, if you've gone to dentists, if you've had, basically medical procedures done, or you were in the military, or you may be a police officer. I talked about the two officers in the coffee shop that were discussing about hearing voices, okay, pretty scary. You may have an implant, a chip. Now, these come in different forms. The chip that they're trying to show you all the time, it looks like a rice, you know, a little glass tube, that's an RFID chip, okay? That's not the brain control, the mind control, monarch control chip that can be put into your TMJ. It can even be put into women's ovaries, can be put into men's testicles. And again, this is where the sexual hypertension, and it's not, I'm not saying that these people are enjoying this, some of this sexual tension is absolutely painful, because you're doing things that the human body, the sexual organs, were never designed to do, and you're pushing them to the limits, and it absolutely brings incredible pain. And I can remember the first individual that I saw like this, when this took over, they were literally thrown to the floor, and they would do their thing, as a man would do, for hours, for days, for weeks. So you can imagine being dehydrated, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do anything. It's absolute torture. So this is pretty sick of these people. Now, the parasympathetic system, that's where that connects into. And I was talking to Julie that, and she mentioned too that some of the chips that she's seen, when they take them out, actually grows into the tissue. Okay, so when that chip is put in, let's say in the TMJ, and eventually grows in, because it's not just a silica chip, the structure of it is able to co-adhese to the human flesh, that again the nervous system is tapped into, and there can be a communication right to the brain. Now with this, you can have a loss control of the bowels. You can have restless leg syndrome. Phantom touching. You think someone just touched you, and maybe they grab you, and maybe they grab you inappropriately. Now, in the past, we've seen this as the Puthon, Python, incubus, succubus spirits. But I believe now that there's a deeper, darker situation here, if it can be darker, the depths of Satan, because the people who implement this are evil. Phantom touching. Loud snaps in the air. You may hear things that sound like a firecracker or clicking or static electricity. That may be from the microwave too, by the way. Those things, you may think there's sounds in the attic. You may think there's somebody up there. You may think there's someone down in the basement. You may think there's someone in the next room. You may see balls of light, those things in the ceiling, in the air. You may get cramping in your feet and toes. Now, we've had that. You can get, you know, your system gets a little out of whack, and you're out of nutrients, you've been working too hard on your feet all day, and you get cramps. But if this is something that even when you're eating right and you're getting your vitamins and you're still getting it, this may be because of this electronic stimulation. Shaking of the body, jerking. You may actually think that you're getting a nervous disorder of such, but in reality, it's psychotronics, okay? And irregular heartbeat. You may think you're having a heart attack. Now, again, this particular situation falls under involuntary vocalization, meaning that you can be sitting there. You've heard of Tourette's syndrome. You've heard of people that talk to themselves. You've heard people make comments that you turn and go, "What? I can't believe you said that." Involuntary vocalization. This nervous system excitation, that's what it means, evoked potential. This comes in about 3.5 hertz, only 5 milliwatts of power is required to do that. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that's a fraction of what your cell phone's capable of putting out. So this is highly likely possible. If you're dealing with this, I think you got it. Now, they're going to take it one step even further. The DSM-4, DSM-5 has already written these symptoms into the diagnostics of mental disorders to diagnose you as having schizophrenia, other mental disorders, personality disorders, when in reality you're being manipulated, you're being controlled. And so what do? They put you on medications, give you shock treatments, even incarceration. Now, at 450 megahertz, that also, by the way, can be the public service band for police, 0.75 milliwatts at pulse modulation, they can literally change your behavior and your personality. Okay? The neuroelectromagnetic effect, that's what it's referred to. So just a burst of data can cause you to act differently. Now, in the ELF spectrum, getting back down into the lower frequencies, 6.6 hertz, okay, that's not very much. You know, a drummer can almost do that when they're like on a snare drum and, You know, I remember the firing squad, and they're going with their drums. That's about as low as it is. It's not a lot. That can cause depression. Then raise it up a little bit, and you get into the Schumann frequency, the resonance of the earth, about 7.83 hertz. Now you start to feel good, maybe in a little euphoria. Raise it up to about 10.8, and now you're angry. You're so angry you could kill somebody. See how close tolerance those frequencies are? Only 4 hertz difference. That's why I want you to stay away from these so-called audio white noise generators. Some of these things that are supposed to give off the Schumann resonance, the supposedly David's harp resonance. Because if the device has those things of harmonics, if it goes out of tune, let's say you knock it off the table and you set it back up, you can't hear it, but you've screwed it up. And now, all of a sudden, it's causing, instead of 7.83, because it's damaged, you're down at the 6.6, and now all of a sudden you're depressed. Or let's say that it's a crystal generated, and you broke a piece of it off, and now all of a sudden it's a higher frequency, and now you want to rip your wife's head off, and you don't know why. And now your wife's mad at it. Now your kids are acting crazy. Stay away from that stuff. And the other thing, too, is the stimulation of the third eye. Stay away from it. And I believe Julie's on the right track when we're talking about that may be the mark of the beast. Now, electrical wiring, standard here in the United States is 60 hertz. You go over to Europe, it's about 50. Now, that means that the electrical pulse in the electrical wires is at 60 hertz. So in reality, it's above ELF, so it's actually in the radio range spectrum. So like my ELF receiver that I'm playing with here to experiment to see what I can and can't do with it, I can pick up the 60 hertz. In fact, it's so bad that in reality I need to get away from the office in order to deal with it. But if you're in what's called the near field, and there's a high enough current such as high tension lines, you see some of these houses that are built and you know the power lines go right over the house, bad situation, leukemia in children, cancers of all types, because you're in the near field. You're getting that football team coming right through your skin. And these poor little kids, their minds are trying to develop, right? They're growing, and their body is mutating into the damaged cells. So the little guys don't even have a chance. Now, I want you to understand that the World Health Association is very aware of all of this. They know everything about cell phones. They know everything about the power lines. But yet they stay silent. Because they are in cahoots of genocide. Now, TETRA, T-E-T-R-A. This was an organization put together to supposedly understand the world health issues from these radio waves, brain damages, cancers, personality changes, aggressive behaviors. And by the way, some of the aggressive behaviors of police are induced by this. This is why you're seeing them act the way that they do. Now, in children, you can have HDHD. You can have behaviors that show that they are, you think they just ate a bunch of sugar. Now, here's the problem. You have a small mind, a child, that let's say you give them a phone that they use, you know, they go to school and say only use it in case, you know, you get in trouble, you get lost, someone tries to kidnap you, you got a phone that you can call 911 or call me. But like any kid, they're going to sneak out on the playground and they're going to use it. And the 2 minutes that they use it because it's up next to their skull, they're going to have 2 hours of behavior that is out of control. They may not give a behavior that shows disobedience. They may have learning disorders. They may be disoriented. They may forget what the teacher told them. 2 minutes takes 2 hours for their brains to recover. Cell phones should not be in the hands of children. And caution for cell phones we know should be used. Now, unfortunately, we have a generation of children that I'm going to tell you right now have permanent brain damage. And they're the perfect candidate for the mind control of this future beast system. Otherwise, we're going to have what is known as a rash amount of liberals. They're not going to be able to think for themselves. They're going to be highly influenced to the point that they're not going to be able to make a decision of right and wrong. They're going to be mimicking demon possession. And this is very, very serious. Now, I want to mention that the forces that we would call special forces here in the United States, the British forces, they went on one of their services, and they had a new technology built into their helmets for communication. Now, the soldiers normally, just like police officers, you got a radio on your belt, and you got the microphone that can come up and clip to the shoulder, right? Well, that radio antenna is down away from the brain. But these new helmets that they gave the British Special Forces was built into the helmets. Now, I was never told the frequency that these things were at, but these guys, when they went in to do their mission, an extraction, a execution, whatever they did, they got into a massive firefight. This was kill or be killed. Otherwise, their very skills were tested. The very nerve of who they are was tested. And with these transmitters that were beaming into their heads, just like the children, I said 2 minutes in the playground can be 2 hours of decompressing, that the anxieties, the hyper situation that they were in, those things that took place as these radio waves were bombarding their brain and their two-way communications, that when they came back from their missions, that over half of them killed their wives. And the other fraction of them put their wives in the hospital. Their behavior was programmed into their brains by the radio waves that, as I refer to, as a carrier. So the very emotions that they were experiencing in the battle that they were doing did not go away. And they basically were having post-traumatic stress because of the inducing of the electromagnetics into their brains. So I'm going to tell you right now that the police officers who were dealing with situations that are using the cell phones, that are using their now two-way radios that are basically in the cell phone range, it's called voting systems, and this system mimics like a cell phone. And so these high frequencies that the officers are subject to this, plus you've got these guys with their radar guns and their radar on the dashboard for, you know, giving tickets for those who go too fast. They're exposed to radar all day long, which is basically microwaves. Again, if you see the movie Kingsman, you will see that the influences of the radio waves, of the ultrasonics, of the audio, of those things coming from a cell phone can cause absolute insanity, sickness. Now, again, when it comes to Jade Helm and the others, they're looking for conformity, to be obedient. If you are not, you can be punished. Now, this can come from military devices that have antennas and transducers on them. You can use ultrasonics. In fact, the cruise ships use this. So if they have, let's say, you know, they're being commandeered pirates, they're being pirated, the crews can turn these flat panels at them and literally knock the heck out of these guys from the ultrasonics. They can make blood come out of their ears. And this is the same weaponry that will be used on us. So we're being punished and potentially killed from these weapons. These are weapons that are in the hands of the military. These are the weapons that are in the hands of the reptilian government, Illuminati. And I'm telling you now, demons and psychotronics now go hand in hand. This is a very wicked society, a very wicked world we live in. This is Satan's world. This is not Christ's world. But we are in the world, and we're to come out. We're in the world, but we're not to be of the world as Christians. And I need you to understand that since the church has not taught you deliverance, has not taught you spiritual warfare, that you have demons, you are a likely candidate to take the mark of the beast. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can for 15 years. but yet the church comes against me. And ladies and gentlemen, you are the victims. You've got sin in your life? Repent. You have unforgiveness? Forgive. Get right with God. It's Jesus plus nothing. Get rid of that sin. Now, for those who have sold their birthright, that have put Israel first, you're serving the beast. Look, Christ died on the cross for you. Don't turn away from him. You are the seed of Abraham. You need to understand who you are. This is very important, because when this switch is turned on, you're not going to know whether it's demons or radio cyclotronics. But in either case, it is going to be terrifying. All hell is going to break loose. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And Julie and I have come to the understanding that we don't care what anyone thinks anymore. The time is short, and it's your well-being, it's your life, it's your spirit that we are concerned about. You need to fight back. Don't roll over. Okay? Now, in my next stage of doing deliverance, I am now doing full body scans. Now, when I say scan, I am not sending anything out. I am using passive receivers to look for radio transmissions coming from your body, hence chip implants. I'm looking for metal devices. I'm looking for frequencies. I'm looking for anything of electromagnetic sensing. Now, by Wednesday, tomorrow, and the next day, I'll have the last piece of equipment that I believe will be completing my arsenal to verify if you are gang-stalked, if you have a chip implant, if you are being mind-controlled through cyclotronics. People, I'm trying to do the best I can. Please help me in this, too, this to support me, because I'm doing the best I can for anybody's well. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand they're doing this to children. And so, people, if you come to my office, bring your kids. If you've had surgery, let's go to where that scar. Let's go to your TMJ. Let's go to those things that you are, you know. I had somebody say that they thought they had foot surgery. It's in their foot. Strange place, but you know what? I've seen video of women who have had these in their ovaries. And by the way, Julie and I were talking about this, and I brought up the fact, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, if you've had an abortion, you are a likely candidate to have had a chip implant. What a perfect opportunity to place this in your uterus, to put this in close by your ovaries. This is serious stuff. If you're having pains, if you're having discomfort, if you're having symptoms of hypersexual tension, to that point that it's not you, that may be what's going on. And if you've had an abortion, you potentially are a likely candidate. Again, behaviors are going to be mimicking the demonic, and this is not a good situation. Now, your faith is the exact opposite of fear. Do not fear this. Understand what Christ did for you and take a stand and fight back, because that is what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can with what I got, and please, I need your support in this. Again, thank you for supporting this ministry. Thank you also for supporting Tinfoil Hat Club. Julian will be on tomorrow for Wednesday, because this is a fight. This is very serious. This means that the average individual who is without sin, who has been through deliverance, who has repented, who has forgiven, now could be subject to the same issues that demons could inflict for those who have not been through deliverance. That's how wicked this is. This is serious. And again, I fear that your children, look at the vaccines that they're implementing on the kids. Look at, attention deficit disorder. Look at those things of learning disorders, those things that are absolutely catapulting into society on our young men and children, women, children. It's beyond comprehension. This is what they're doing to us. This is crimes against humanity. This is crimes against God's people. God will destroy those who destroy this, who try to destroy this world. But you need to understand we're in a fight. And until Christ returns, we need to roll up our sleeves and fight back. And that is what I'm doing. Now, I hope I got it through to you. There was a lot more. I had to go through and because I didn't want to make it too complicated. I come from an engineering background. I get this. And I tried to lay it out, and I hope you get it too. But the point of it is the technology is not just possible. It is. It's here. It's in place. A throw of the switch, all hell breaks loose. And it isn't just demons. So understand that. All right. Again, I want to thank everyone. This is a whole new level that when I really started looking into this, I was shocked. And I've had more time to do this now, and so I'm going to be more dedicated to this. So if you come to my office, you're going to get scanned. And I'm going to guarantee you that I'm going to find some of you have this, because I have been doing deliverances on people for a very long time. And I have a high success rate. And there are a few of you out there that are very difficult. You have a high amount of demonization, but I'm beginning to see now that I believe that you're chipped. I believe that it is psychotronics inducing into behaviors that mimic demonization. And I'm saddened for you, because you have been tormented, you have been abused, you have been drugged through the mud. But now we can fight back. Let's fight fire with fire. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we move forward in his authority. We must be wise as serpents. So I'm going to use what the good Lord gave me for technology. And the circumstances locally here have changed, and now I see why. There's a full frontal attack on me. But I'm ready for it. You know what? You can only punch me so many times until I get pissed off. Well, I'm pissed off, and I'm going to fight back, and I'm going to do what I can for you guys. All right, God bless everyone, and be with us tomorrow night. Julie's got a lot more information. All right, good night.